were indeed all over the place this morning. That was, Frank, it was something worth waiting for. Brand new music from them. Before that, you heard Lauren Carson and her track called Earl Street. Hey, that's just right over there. Lauren's playing Homegrown this weekend, and she'll be at the Buckle. Do I love country music? No. Do I love a lot of country artists from this town? Yes. Do I love the Buckle and Smitty? Yes. I don't even really think we need to worry about the Buckle being full, because it's just going to be such a fun day. Homegrown Live this Saturday, a bazillion Kingston bands everywhere. Check out their website, and we've got some fundraising going on for Joe's Library. So it's just a great tradition to kick off summer. Did I say summer? Oh, maybe I misspoke a little bit. It was 6 degrees when I checked. Oh, look, it's 7 degrees right now. Sun is trying to do its thing, and so am I. It's the Indie Wake-Up Call. Good morning, everyone. Before Lauren, we heard Nolan Hubbard also performing this weekend, How I Feel. Had a great video at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. And I just see him around town playing music, doing his thing, so you can check him out again this weekend at Homegrown. What else do I want to play? Oh, well, okay, so this band is not coming Homegrown. They're Muse, but they have new music. It makes me think of Rue. So Rue's busy interviewing bands and going to shows every single night. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to Yellow Brit Road. Played a little ad for it earlier. She's been very busy. Actually had an interview with Last Dinner Party. Plus more coming. So you might just want to hear and learn. I always learn. Anyway, I know she's a Muse fan, so Cryogen's coming up. And I don't know. We got to play some more bands that are going to be playing this weekend, but also some new music in general. So, oh, did you hear that song I played a little bit earlier called Black Star from Crown Lands? Give me more Oshawa duo rock bands, please, because that was amazing. I see that they want to have tour dates. Their new album, Apocalypse, is coming out on May 15th. And I just wanted to highlight them because I played them quite a bit earlier, but I wanted to just give them a moment because that was a great song. All right, I'm going to play some Nosedive, and we're going to play, I don't know, Big Truck with some Central Reservation Blues. That sounds like some fun. Let's do that. But in the meantime, we'll get to more Homegrown as well because, like I said, there are too many bands to mention. But I'm trying, okay? In the meantime, stick around. Yeah, Muse will not be at Homegrown, but they got new music, so we're going to play next, all right? Thanks for listening. It's the Indie Wake-Up Call. This is CFRC, brought to you by Black Dog Hospitality.
Sometimes it makes me wonder how some people even cope dealing with the daily hustle. Tug of war game in my brain is so tough when you're trying to level up, but devils act like they're above you. Money hungry fiends feeding off your hunger. They love to see you starve, then they front like God with a free lunch car. But that's where they want you. In the clutch, hands up the butt like some puppets. Holes in your pockets, these streets are watching you. Doing you dirty like robbers do. All for the buck is fucked up like prostitutes. This game got us climbing up Dollar Trees, plucking rotten fruit.
Plucking rotten fruit.
Oh, how we doing out there? All right, we're listening to some Blue Bloods. Maybe a little language warning there, but I really love the song. It's called Dollar Tree Dreams. They have really good messaging, and I just wanted you to know about them anyway. They're so good. Anyway, hopefully we'll see them come around Kingston sometime. I know we've been talking about Homegrown a lot today, and I hope you've been hearing that I'm playing some artists from Homegrown. Coming up next, we've got some Two Time, and Sons of Rick were in a few weeks ago with their new track, Fusion Frenzy. Yes, that is a video game from 20 years ago, and it's pretty amazing. And Nick was in, he's basically the person with the Xbox, as you'll hear in the song, and he came in to tell us all about it, and I just want to play it again. So you'll be able to see both of those bands this weekend. Two Time, by the way, their single Tongue Tied, they also premiered it here on the show a few months back, and I'm excited for their drummer because I think he's actually going to be graduating high school very soon, and that's just good times. They maybe their schedule will open up a little bit more, which we love. So you can check them out this weekend as well. Homegrown, check out their website. Like I said, they're, I think it's like 146 bands. The sets turn pretty quickly. We've got daytime shows, late night shows, just about everywhere in town. So you might want to get yourself organized, all in support of Joe's library, the musical library, you know. If you want to go get a musical instrument to try out, it's like a library, but it's for musical instruments in memory of a beloved Kingston musician we lost too soon a few decades ago now, which is unbelievable. Anyway, good things came from that. So Homegrown, get yourself out there and enjoy some music, and there's something for everyone. So we've been doing that all morning on the show. Hope you've been enjoying it. We're going to go with some Two Time, Tongue Tied for this next set. So enjoy, and yeah, Indie Wake Up Call continues.
thousand words that were said but not meant. It's warmth and it's fire, but there's heat too. Maybe it's maybe we'll get through. So come on, play it hard to know every kiss should leave a scar too. Don't you know every kiss should leave a scar?
Yeah.
Show we do it in July, and I always play disco and just some of my favorite dance music. And if you heard the beginning of that song, it is one of my favorite guitar players of that era, Nile Rodgers. Yes, he's worked with Daft Punk, and of course his band from the 70s was Chic, so I had to play that one. That's with Beninese singer activist Angelique Kidjo. Yeah, so there, so I just play the beginning there. Wait, let's go back for a second. You'll just hear it, you'll know it's him. Totally, right? Yeah, that's him, Nile Rodgers. So I was just very excited to see that. These are people in their 70s, so good on them. Keep going and having some fun there. So I just want to play some more dance music. I mean, is that dance music? It just makes me feel like there's some hope that there's some sunshine coming. So let's do more of that. Brothers Malkovich, those are the guys from Chromeo, A-Trax. Speaking of Daft Punk, he's the Montreal DJ that kind of introduced Kanye to Daft Punk. I don't know if Kanye admits that, but it's absolutely true. And drama in here. So I don't know. We're kind of changing speed a little bit here, but I always have love for Chromeo, and especially A-Trax back in the old days when he was a turntablist. Look it up if you don't know what that is. He was great. Anyway, looks like they got some new music, and we're just gonna, yeah, keep the tempo up as Indie Wake Up Call comes into the last 25 minutes of the show. But yeah, let's just see what happens here. All right, let's go.
This ain't just another summer fling.
Truth.
Okay, admittedly, we've been all over the place this morning, but I'm kind of back to Indie Wake Up Call all by my lonesome, so maybe I need a little more structure, but I don't think so. Love those guys. Slow Riffs, Her Shining Abode, and I had my headphones on for that one. Highly recommend. Before that, we had Calgary's Sea of Lettuce with Stick Around, and they will, not only are they from Calgary, they have a spot at the Calgary Stampede this summer. Haven't been to the Calgary Stampede in a few decades, but I would love to go back. We often have Kingston bands playing there. I don't see any this year, but it looks like a bit of a hootenanny, and I would love to go check it out. Anyway, Sea of Lettuce, that was a great song called Stick Around. Before that, we had Sinners and Electric Lemonade, Lots of Love from the Brothers Malkovich, and we started off with Angelique Kidjo with Nile Rodgers, and Oh Yeah Yeah. So yeah, all over the place this morning. I hope you've been enjoying the show, and we are going to still play maybe one or two more artists that are going to be playing Homegrown live, but I did want to get to a band that I particularly enjoy very much, and they are called Lip Critic. Okay, Lip Critic, they're from New York, and I mistakenly thought they were British a few years ago. They're not. They are from New York City, and they have an album. It's being released tomorrow, so I want to talk about it today. It's an album called Theft World. And this is a band that has a lot of chaos in their sound, a lot of noise, buckling synths and percussion that hits just like heavy machinery. And what's really crazy about this record is it's tie into a theft that actually happened to the lead singer. So there's a real life fan, okay, who stole the lead singer's identity and made hundreds of purchases in his name. And when the band, and I love that they say this in the write-up, like the band tracked him down, not just the lead singer, the whole band tracked down this guy that stole the lead singer's identity and was like making purchases and living his life. When they found him, he was wearing a Five Nights at Freddy's hoodie and claimed he believed Lip Critic had been hiding coded messages in their music as part of an elaborate scavenger hunt that he was merely on. They recorded him as he explained this imagined mythology. He had characters, symbols, and full conspiracy theories. And in response, they scrapped the material that they had been originally working on for a new album and created the album that they're releasing tomorrow called Theft World. Have you kept up with me this far? Does it even matter? I feel it does. I feel that there's just so much tension so far in the tracks we've heard. And I'm loving it, and I think the critics are going to love it. I'm clearly biased. I do this. I have favorite bands that I just blindly am like, oh my God, Lip Critic's new album's coming out. But I do want you to check it out. But yeah, it's about noise. Hey, they're a big, noisy, great band. But it's also about being moving on, I guess, and finding a way forward after your money, privacy, and sense of self have been taken by someone who thinks he's a fan. Anyway, it's pretty crazy as a concept, and I think it's going to bring us some beautiful art. So we're going to play some Lip Critic, and I'll throw in another artist that you can check out this weekend for Homegrown. How are we doing? Yeah, we can do that. We can absolutely do that. This is the Indie Wake Up Call. And the song I'm going to play from Lip Critic is called Talon. Album comes out tomorrow, but we've got this to keep us ready. Can't touch you.
sunburst in my palm.
Sunburst in my palm.
Sunburst in my palm.
Okay, that comes out tomorrow, the album, Lip Critic. Very excited. I'm going to start the next show with a little goodbye from me, and it's Standing in the Mirror from Ethan Crosby. He'll be playing at Homegrown this weekend. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I'll be back next Thursday. We're going to start to talk Spring Reverb. Don't worry. We'll be ready. Here's Ethan.
Happy. I felt alive. Like a winter day with no one around. I let the music play, but no other sound. It's not too cold, but there's snow on the ground. I'm feeling good. I cannot manage a frown, but it is not.